You want me to put some more in here?
Thank God there will be peace in the night.
That's right.
This song means a lot to me. This is the first song I ever sang. Means a lot.
Bless him, Lord.
All that he's done for me.
Bless you.
giving your life for me.
Yes, thank you. Good job.
Me and Mom's got one more.
All right. That's right.
Good job.
You and your mother.
Not only can we go to the Lord, but praise God, the Bible says, he that cometh to him, he'll in no wise turn away. I'm glad I got accepted. Amen.
Amen.
Can you imagine coming to Jesus, asking to save you, and he'd say, not today, buddy. I'm glad I got forgiven. I'm glad I got saved. And I'm glad he accepted me as I was. He didn't leave me as I was, but he accepted me as I was because I was in a dilemma that I couldn't help myself. I was without God, without hope in the world, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, a stranger. But praise God, he welcomed me and not only forgave me and saved me, but blessed me. And I'm glad there is somewhere we can go. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody told me about Jesus. I didn't have to go no further.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you right now, buddy.
Thank you, Lord.
You can go to whoever you want to. I'm going to go to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
We'll be praying for Sister Sharon. That news she shared with us this morning. At Mary's prayer. And we've got another matter that Sister Vonnie is going to mention at the end of the service. That merits also not just prayer, but also our compassion, our charity. There's a family in need.
Yeah.
She's going to mention in great detail. I'm just making mention of it right now. Y'all help me remember. I'm liable to get called up and forget it. So help me remember at the end. Sister Vonnie's got some news she wants to share with us, and it's pretty pertinent. Amen. Well, I enjoyed that singing.
Amen.
And boy, it's been good to be here this morning. Brother Ed said he got up early this morning praying for the service. I was praying for the service this morning, so we were in concert together praying for the service this morning. And I tell you right now, buddy, one thing I think we need to do more of, I think that's praying. Amen.
Right.
We got elections coming up 10 days from today. And not only do we need to vote, thank God we still got the right to vote. I don't know how much longer, but right now we do. And you need to invest in that right and vote. They say only 23% of Christians vote. That's just, to me, that's alarming.
Yeah.
That only 23% of Christians vote, and there's so much at stake. If you care anything at all about your children's future, about your grandchildren's future, let me just put it in these terms. Somebody voted for you to have freedom, and they stood up for you, and I think it's high time we stand up for them, because, buddy, things are looking pretty bad. Some of the singing this morning gave a highlight to that. And I'll tell you, buddy, thank God we've got a friend in high places. I've been praying about these elections coming up.
Amen.
One thing I want to convey to you, on the back of the ballot here in Kentucky, there's two amendments to the Constitution of Kentucky. And one of them is about abortion. It's number 2. Be sure and vote yes on number 2. Why, Brother Eddie? I'll tell you why. Listen to me real good right here. You might be a little bit alarmed at this. If you don't vote yes on amendment number 2, you can end up paying for the abortions around the world from Kentucky. Does that make any sense? Does that make it personal? I'm just telling you, they're trying to pin the tail on the donkey, and I don't want to be the donkey. Not only do I don't want any babies aborted, murdering innocent babies, but I don't want to have to pay for someone else abortion from Kentucky. So you better pay attention at amendment number 2.
Amen.
You do what you want to about amendment number 1. It's not wrote with any clarity at all. Like Brother Lee Watts mentioned last Sunday, it's pretty muddy. But I do want a clear, very clear amendment number 2. I do want to cast my vote yes on amendment number 2. We don't want, not only do I not want to condone abortion, I don't want to be paying for abortion. I hope you're getting this. Now, they done cut our paycheck, price of gas, price of heating, everything going up. Wait till we put the equation in where you're paying for people's abortion in other countries and here too. You get that on a slow train, but I hope I got your attention. Amen.
Brother,
yeah.
We need to vote no on number 1 because they're trying to hide and pass both, you know, at night while we're asleep.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brother Lee.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Brother Lee said they've already got a bill passed that covers what they're saying.
Yeah,
vote yes on number one.
Vote no on it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. He was here last Sunday, and I welcomed him being here. As a matter of fact, this is the message I was going to preach that Sunday morning, and I ain't got no problem with it at all. I'm like old Maze Jackson. Hey, I'm telling him, God's bread ain't never stale. And I'll tell you right now, we deliver this message today just like we would have delivered it last Sunday.
Yeah.
But we welcome Brother Lee showing up here. That was a true blessing. He informed us just like Brother Ed said right there. Be sure to vote yes on number two, vote no on number one. He said they've already passed a bill that covers what they say amendment number one is going to cover. All right. Genesis chapter number 3, we're going to read 24 verses. Get your little Bible in here this morning. Matter of fact, that's all of Genesis chapter number 3. We're going to read the whole chapter. And what you're going to read here this morning, still going on today, and I'll expound on that here in a minute. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said. Now, in this chapter here, you got disinformation and fake news both, so pay attention. He says, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. Those last three words right there, lest you die. Listen to what this serpent said to the woman concerning about that penalty. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, that your eyes, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now it's our text verse right here. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow. Thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art. That's something to keep in mind. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living.
Yeah.
And unto Adam and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand, take also the tree of life and eat, and live forever. I'm glad I did eat of that tree, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something, buddy. If you've been to Calvary, you can live forever. If you're not, you're going to miss it all, amen. And therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. I'm glad, praise God, God opened that tree back up.
Amen.
And the Bible says a new and living way was made for us through Jesus Christ and Calvary, amen. I'm preaching today out of verse number 11, where God said, who told thee thou wast naked? I'm preaching today, who told you? It's a very serious message. I do desire your prayers. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day you've given us gathering in your house. We thank you, Lord, for the songs that have been sung this morning. We thank you, Father, for these that are present before us. And Father, we thank you for those that will be hearing this message by way of the internet and by way of the live stream. Lord, we have no desire to do anything, Father, but be a blessing. And I pray you'll help us, Lord, to deliver this message as you've given it unto us. We've said before and we'll say it again, we're nothing but a messenger boy. I bring in the message of God. Lord, visit our hearts today. Set a table before us, Father, that we could dine with you, Lord, and leave and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Whatever needs to be done, may it be done by the hand of God. We'll ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, I'm preaching today. Who told you? And there's the reason I'm preaching this message today. Like I said, in this message we have disinformation. Verse number 4. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. That's disinformation. And we got fake news. Verse 5. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And I'm telling you, the devil's pretty good about spreading propaganda. Verse 6 talks about the consequences of their disobedience. It said, and the woman, she did eat, and her husband did eat, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew they was naked. I'm telling you, there are consequences to sin. Those two words down there in verse number 7, it said, and they knew. They lost their innocence. And you know what? There was a day I lost my innocence. Amen. I thank God for these children that are in the church today. And you can't get no more innocent than a little child.
Amen.
I mean, I love to watch them. You know, they're about as pure as the snow. And they're just full of the love of God. But Adam and Eve, they lost their innocence. And they knew. And not only did they know they was naked, but then the problems from that knowledge started coming towards them. And you know the way the leaves are falling today. I don't know if they're falling in their days. But they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And that covering was not sufficient for their sins. And that's why they hid themselves in verse number 8. You know, you can back up to chapter number 10. Verse number 23. And Adam here, God's made a woman and brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. I know Kamaji Jackson, the Supreme Court nominee, couldn't give a definition for what a woman was. Well, God gave one right here. Her name's woman because she was taken out of man. Amen. And listen, I'm telling you, we're making a mistake. Sister Bonnie mentioned this morning about them tearing Bibles up there. I don't know if it's on the Capitol or at the at the college, but he's out there, this guy, flaming pink hair out there, and he's tearing pages out of the Bible, and he puts some in his mouth and eating them. I told Brother Ed, I said, there'll probably be something come from that. I'll tell you right now, God's not mocked. You might mock Brother Eddie, be fine. Mock Brother Ed, be fine. Mock Brother Jerry, Brother Donnie. You better watch mocking God, amen. But oh, listen, I'm telling you, they lost their innocence. And the reason they lost their innocence is because they were disobedient to the command of God. God had told them of every tree of the garden they could freely eat. But he said of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. That disinformation, that fake news that the serpent gave to Eve didn't change the command of God. I just want you to know, buddy, God gives a commandment. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for that's the whole duty of man. Verse 14 tells you why, for God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I'm just telling you, God, He's not just blowing smoke. He told Adam, of all the trees of the garden you may freely eat, but of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, He said, thou shalt not eat of it, Patty. He said, the day you eat, you're going to surely die. Romans chapter 5 says, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. One act of disobedience had a ripple effect.
Amen.
We're still the consequences of this going on today. You know, we have eternal life already. If it hadn't been for a bunch of fake news and disinformation propaganda here, Adam could still be alive today. I'm telling you, buddy. I'm telling you, our children are not safe in our schools anymore. A five-year-old boy came home from school and told his mother that he was a girl. His mother, thank God for mothers, amen. His mother said, who told you was a girl? That little five-year-old boy with that honesty, Thomas right there, that innocence. He said, my teacher told me I was a girl. That didn't make it right, didn't make it true.
Right.
But that little five-year-old boy didn't know no better. And he came home and said, I am a girl instead of a boy. I just want you to know I'm not okay with that.
No.
I'm just telling you, buddy, we're supposed to train these children, teach them right things, bring them up in love and admonition of the Lord. And this little five-year-old boy in school was told that he was a girl and not a little boy. I'm telling you, buddy, there's something wrong with that. That old serpent has slithered in our schools. I'm telling you, I'm not okay with that at all. Amen.
Amen.
They painted the steps going into Eastern Elementary.
Yeah.
Rainbow color. And I'll tell you right now, I turned some colors when I seen it. I didn't like it a bit. A sad day we're living in, buddy. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse and worse under the end.
Amen.
But listen, our children are not safe in our schools no more.
No.
By the way, for what it's worth, a transgender man won the Miss Universe contest. Do the math on that. Rachel Levine, the four-star admiral, never even been in the Navy or nothing. But anyway, promote the gay pride agenda. He got promoted to four-star admiral. Guess what, Patrick? He won Man of the Year and Woman of the Year both because he hadn't fully transgressed yet. He's in the limbo. You know, he's in between the man and the woman, so-called, if that makes any sense. He got Man of the World, Man of the Year Award, and Woman of the Year Award. We've gone insane.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, what's going on in our schools today?
Yeah.
Back years ago, they used to get pitchforks and torches, and they'd storm the Capitol and say, get this crap out of here and get out of here now. And they were heard, amen. I'm telling you, I can't sit idle no more with this kind of stuff going on, amen.
Right. That's right.
I'm telling you, our school's not a safe place for our children. I don't know what we need to do, but I'll tell you one thing. We don't need to do nothing. We need to do something. If people have to teach them at home, that we have to send them to a Christian school. I wish Rita was here this morning. I tell you what, she does a good job back there with us. With our little ones back there. At least they got a chance. At least she points them in the right direction. At least she gives them some truth to hold on to. Amen. Oh my, it's taking its toll on the young people. They don't know which path to go to. They've got gender confusion. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm kind of like old Ray Lewis. Go stand naked in front of a mirror and just show you what you are and what you ain't, amen. It ain't really that hard to tell the difference. Do you know in this day and hour that a doctor cannot give the gender identity of a baby no more? They have to either leave it blank or put an X there. What does gender fluid mean? It means we've gone crazy. That's what it means.
That's right.
Our schools.
That's right.
Our children being lied to. Me and Donnie was listening a little bit to the radio. And these sexual mutilations, taxpayer funded, by the way, the majority of them is with young girls having complete, I forgot the word for it. When they remove their breast. What is it?
Vasectomy.
It's up 580% of young girls that are too young to know any better. Someone has told them a lie. And because of that lie, they want to somehow take hormone therapy and somehow have their breasts removed. And you know what happens when they find out they've been lied to? They take their life. Suicides are up.
Yeah,
man. Mutilations are up. Little boys been castrated. Oh, what's else up, Brother Eddie? Murders? About 600%. You see, we do anything. Brother Mitchell said, turn back to the book.
Right.
And I'm telling you, our dilemma has been repeated throughout history. I would to God we could do a Nineveh repentance. I pray that we would. I'd like to see us do one, but the likelihood, that's pretty slim, considering the Bible said it's going to get worse and worse under the end.
That's right.
Not only are children not safe in our schools no more, but our children are not safe in the womb anymore. I done the funeral of a 24-week-old child last week. Riley Ann Marie Smith. Thank God they put up there she was a girl. I didn't like the name. It looked to me like the name could go either way. But she was due to be born January the 28th, 2023. And you know, that's bad that this baby died in the womb. But you know what? That little baby got a funeral.
Right.
That little baby got a grave plot. Even though that guy, the funeral director there, he carried that casket with one hand, had he put his hand on top of this kind of stick, one hand. Looked like he's carrying a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Now these aborted babies, they don't get a funeral.
No.
No.
They don't get a grave.
That's right.
They sell their body parts.
Yeah.
They buy Lamborghinis. They buy yachts. They buy mansions. And you'll brag about it. Not only shedding innocent blood, oceans of it, but even going further and selling the baby parts for money.
Yeah.
Children ain't safe in the schools. No, they're not safe in the womb.
That's right.
And you know what? They don't even get a burial.
That's right.
They keep these babies alive on the life support so they can sell the heart to someone, sell the lungs to someone. You know, we've lost it.
That's right.
I mean, ain't nothing more precious than a little baby.
That's right.
Nothing more precious. Hold them, and I'm telling you, I ain't never seen an ugly baby. Think it's all beautiful. Mm-hmm. You sit there and hold that thing, look at it in his face there, and it just loves attention. It'll smile. It'll make all kinds of sounds.
Right. That's right.
And, you know, you get to watch them grow up. Thomas, he won't be little long, won't be long. I'll be saying, boy, what happened to you? Amen. It'd be bigger than Patrick back there. Won't take long. I'm just telling you, buddy. I don't know if it's just heavy meals, all the steroids and stuff they've got in. I don't know what it is, but it don't take them long to grow up. Amen.
Right.
But these little babies are not safe anymore.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's something wrong. Amen. Sell their body parts. That's sad.
Yeah.
He didn't want that to be against the law. That's another reason to vote yes on amendment number 2. Our children are not safe in our streets no more. You know, children used to play in the streets.
Yeah, right.
Brother Ed, my dad used to sleep in the front yard in Chase Lounge.
Yeah.
We didn't have air conditioning back then. We had a black and white TV. Right. He just kept rolling. Never would ever stop. I'd go up there and turn that down so that he'd watch the ball game. You know, he'd say right there, and I'd let go. He'd say, "Oh, you done moved it again?" And then I had this whole long doing the whole time. But anyway, Daddy would sleep out there in the front yard in the Chase Lounge.
Yeah.
How do you do that now? You wake up with a knife in your head or anything. I'm just telling you, things have changed. Young children. In a road rage incident, a guy jumps out and shoots this guy's daughter dead. And the other guy goes over and shoots his daughter dead. Two wrongs don't make a right. That's about as wrong as wrong can get.
Right.
Taking out on a little girl in a back seat, in a car seat, that don't even know how to drive. They killed each other's daughters over road rage. I'm just telling you, they're not safe no more.
Right.
Where's the safe place to bring your children, Brother Eddie? Bring them to church.
That's it.
Jesus himself said, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not from such a kingdom of heaven." Safest place I know to bring children to the house of God. Let them learn about the love of God. Let them learn about something that they might be ready for the devil when he comes bringing his lies that they're trying to turn them in the wrong direction, trying to get them to do the wrong thing. Why not teach them the right thing? Give them a chance to turn out right. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, boy, our streets, you got gang wars now that it's fentanyl now. They got a new one. That's rainbow color. We got, what is it, Halloween Monday? Wonder how much fentanyl will be passed out. You know, we hope that nothing will happen. But I'm persuaded otherwise. You got, I forgot how much fentanyl they caught the other day. Enough to kill something like 700 million people. They just haven't intercepted it somehow. I'm just telling you, this stuff's going to come out to play. There's going to be a high price for it. There's going to be hearts broken, tears shed. It's all the price of turning God down and turning away from God. This country needs to do an abort face. Amen. The Bible says, seek the Lord while it may be found. Call up on him while he's near.
That's right.
I'm telling you, God is he's a shield. He's a place of safety. We need to get our children to Jesus as fast as we can.
Amen.
You know, Thomas, I appreciate him being here. You can't never bring them too young. I don't care if they're in the womb, bring them to church, amen. And as soon as they're born, keep them in church, amen. Reggie Sadler, his daughter, she's expecting a child. And old Reggie, he got up there and he put his mouth on his daughter's belly and he said, "Jesus loves you." He said he could feel that baby kicking in that womb. He said, "Jesus loves you." He said that baby kicking in that womb again. Oh my, them children, boy, John Baptist jumped in his mother's womb. And not only was he filled with the Holy Ghost, Elizabeth got in on it too. She started preaching, amen.
Amen.
Some of the best preaching I ever heard. Amen. Elizabeth there. She started, spouting out. Amen. Oh, I'm glad they identified. I really didn't like this name. It's not mine. It was their baby. They asked me to do the funeral, and I try to have respect in the funeral. I do. But the baby's name was Riley Ann Marie Smith. I wish they'd have left the Riley part out, but hey, like I said, it was a lady I'd worked with. She knew I was a man of God, and she said, "Can you help me? My baby was stillborn." I said, "I'll do my best." But gangs, violence in our streets. Thank God for a place called heaven.
That's right.
Jesus said that in heaven, little children, he said their angels do always behold the face of his Father in heaven. In Matthew chapter 18 verse 10. Heaven is a safe place for children to play in the streets of heaven. Amen. And playing is what children love to do. They just want to play. They just want to grow up. And you know, like I said, what's going on in our schools, let me be nice here. The only way that a homosexual can reproduce is in the minds of your children. Now, last time I checked, Brother Jerry, I thought them was our schools.
Right.
And I thought these were our children. But they're telling us we don't have a say. And anybody that speaks against it, they call them terrorists, Sarah. Well, just call me a terrorist. I'll be glad to be one. Somebody needs to stand up for these little ones like somebody stood up for us and all these people that are dumb enough to be pro-abortion or to consider the fact they could have been aborted. You know, that kind of puts a shoe on a different foot. When you think about it, it could have been you.
Right.
If somebody said,
"Amen,
we're going to abort this baby," and they didn't get born. You know, these people seem like they're so right, they can't see no wrong. And you know, I found out one day when I read my Bible, just not only I was wrong, I found out how wrong I was. I spent the whole first year of reading my Bible, spent the whole first year on my knees saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." I knew a sorry face, didn't know how sorry I was. But boy, that Word of God, not only is it a discerner and revealer, I saw myself in my mirror for 34 years. I think I had some hair back in. You know how it is. I was trying to be the father, you know. I ain't got none now. Don't need none anyway, man. But hey, listen. I look pretty good in my mirror, but in the mirror of that Word, I saw my flaws. I saw my failures. I saw, buddy, I not only I need extreme makeover, there's only one that could do it. That's the Lord. And I'm glad He that began a good work in us will continue to the day of Jesus. He's still working on me. Amen.
Amen.
I'm a work in progress. Amen.
Amen.
But oh, listen. God help us to vote these upcoming elections. Find out what these people stand for.
Amen.
Find out who you're voting for before you throw your vote out there.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I just won't vote. And well, I won't vote for the right one. Listen. That's your stewardship. You need to be a good steward. You need to start looking what these people stand for. Find out who's running. Find out what they're running for. Hey, and you know what? On some of them, I want you to clip their wings. On the others, I want you to get behind them and help them get elected.
Right.
Do your duty, amen.
Amen.
Somebody said freedom. It's not cheap.
Right.
Brother Lee Watts said, freedom's not a spectator sport. Freedom's where you actually have to get involved. I'm dead. I read a verse this week, blew me away. In the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse, I don't remember what verse it was, Brother Mitchell, but you know what it said? It said a strong man,
amen,
armed. Boy, I like that.
Yeah.
Strong man armed, defend his house.
That's right.
Now, I don't want to be ignorant. Guy comes in my house with a gun, I don't want him to know he made a mistake. He gets out alive, my fault. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, he better be quick if he wants to get out alive. Somebody broke into Nancy Pelosi's house. And her husband, Paul Pelosi, he had a hammer, but the other guy, I reckon he had a hammer too, and he put more than one dent in his head. And I think beat his arm up, his hand up. He tried to keep that guy from killing him. The police showed up, some reason he didn't kill him. You know what that guy said when he came to the house, Mark? He said, "Where's Nancy at?" Broke in the house.
Right.
Man, I'm glad I ain't a politician. You and I like to see him home, you know what I mean? But this evidently him and Nancy had something in common. He's looking for Nancy,
yeah, right,
and he couldn't find Nancy, and he said, "Okay, buddy, you've had it."
Yeah, they had something in common.
Paul's 82 years old. It put him in the hospital. And they think he's going to recover from his injuries. This is the same guy, you know, that had the wreck that, even though they had a police report, it ended up missing somehow or another, even though I think, you know, hurt somebody real bad in the other car and all that, it just somehow just got stuck on the rug.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like Hunter Biden's laptop, you know what I mean? I mean, hey, I'm just telling you, we're living in. It'd be a good time to pay attention.
Yes.
Be a good time to not only vote, but make sure who you vote for. Amen.
Amen.
But just like God asked this question to Adam and Eve, who told you is naked? That little boy came home and said, "I'm a girl." And his mother took it one step further. She said, "Who told you you was a girl?" And he said, "My teacher told me I was a girl." I'm glad he told his mama. She took it from her. Man, thank God for mothers.
Right.
Amen. She took it from there.
Yeah, that's right.
And that teacher, would have been fired, would have been thrown out, but I want you to know that's what's going on in your schools today. You better be careful who tells you. Pilate asked Jesus whether he was a king or not, and Jesus said, "Thou sayest that I am."
Yeah.
And you know, I just tell you, you better be careful where you get your news. You better be careful what you hear and receive today. The Bible talks about in the last days, many will be deceived. Jesus said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." He said they'll be deceiving and they'll be deceived. We're preaching tonight online. Be a good time to come to church, amen. Get some help, amen. Don't swallow a lie. Don't believe a lie. Find out who's lying to you and do something about it. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this message this morning.
Yes.
Lord, very needed message. I pray you'll direct it by the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, direct it, Father, where to do the most good, where to do, Lord, what it's designed to do, Father. Open our eyes and our understanding. Lord, help us in this matter about our children, Lord. Lord, our little lambs are in the hands of raving wolves.
Yes.
Lord, they're being made a prey. Lord, these homosexuals, Lord, they want them as minions. They want them to grow up like them so they can abuse them, Lord, and molest them, Father. We feel so helpless. Help us in this battle. Help us in this matter. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'd like to ask everybody to stand. If you would, please. Get Sister Sharon. Brother Jerry.
Yeah, they are.